engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing? I hope you've been doing well. I hope you've been doing great. I hope you've been having a fantastic week. But I've been doing okay, right? I've been doing quite great, right? Thank you so much for joining us once more again on another week of our new episode of The Void Show. Wow. Do you hear that? That was quite mouthful. another. But well, what I'm trying to say is thank you so much for joining us once more again, right? And if this is your first time, welcome to the family, right? There's no better place than being here, right? Believe me, by the end of this show, you would have learned quite a lot, right? More specifically about gravity, because that's what we're discussing today. And I should say that we've had quite an interesting journey, right, for the past 2 weeks. And I'm really looking forward to the upcoming weeks. Really have exciting things that we're going to speak about, right? Just to give you a taste for Christmas. I know that's like in the next few, right, upcoming weeks. We're going to be speaking about the Star of Bethlehem. Right, you know the Star of Bethlehem, like that one, it's in the Bible. So the wise men from the east had to follow that star, and it led them to where Jesus was born. Right, we're gonna be speaking about that for Christmas. We have so many interesting things. Like we're gonna be discussing the nature of electricity in the next 3 weeks coming. We're going to be speaking about Albert Einstein, optics, you know, sound, like the physics behind the sound. Well, we're going to be speaking about that. Not forgetting that we are on Active FM, and all of us keep saying radio has never been better. My name is Andrew, and I am your host. So in a nutshell, welcome to the show. So yes, I was saying, we've been having a very interesting journey speaking about gravity, right? 2 weeks ago, we spoke about a very short story about Sir Isaac Newton, okay? You would know Isaac Newton. He was one of the very brilliant guy. He was one of the very phenomenal, okay? Intelligent man. And that's clearly seen in the scientific world, okay? He explained gravity. Right, which is what we're expanding on today, right? He explained gravity, not only that, but he invented calculus, okay? Differential calculus and integral calculus, that's mathematics. We use that maths to get to the moon, right? So you can just imagine, he did enough, right? And so today we are speaking about last week, because I said 2 weeks ago, well, last week we spoke about the universal law of gravity, okay, which is obviously the universal law of gravity, okay. You see, in science, and if you look at all the branches of science, it does not really matter whether it's physics, whether it's mathematics, whether it's astronomy, all these branches, if you look at them in particular, you would find that there are bases, or there are rules or laws that form or build the basis of this broad subject, okay? The laws, rules that kind of like build the foundation of what? Of this whole subject, okay? And these are laws. They are proven, okay? I once heard someone saying those were ideas. What are ideas? Well, you see, we don't have ideas in the scientific world. There are no such things. I mean, go look at your science textbook. You're never going to find an idea in the middle of the two cover thick pages, okay? So such thing as ideas. But what we, these laws, these rules, they are governed by the body of evidence, okay? It's either mathematical evidence, it's either theoretical evidence, it's either empirical evidence, okay? And what we mean by empirical evidence, that's experimental evidence, right? That's experimental evidence. So we don't have things like ideas, but these there's a body of evidence that governs whatever scientific theory there is, okay? And so today, what we're going to be doing is to try and look at some of those empirical evidence, okay? What are empirical evidences? Those are experimental evidences, okay? So we're going to be looking at some of those empirical evidences that were done by different scientists to kind of like, or that backs up Newton's view of gravity, okay? Because if you look at in the past, the law of universal gravitation, that's Newton's law, okay? If you speak about the law of gravity, it's Newton who explained gravity using that law, okay? So if you look at that law, it was at first it was accepted as correct by scientists because it seemed to give right answers. Okay, that was it. Right? Until 18th century, when our scientists started to put the law to the test. Okay, and obviously, when you speak about testing, there was an experiment done, right? It's either a laboratory experiment, but it was put to the test, okay? And so we're going to be looking at some of those today. So make sure that you stay tuned. And right after this, we will be back.
Hot presenters.
Hi, this is Gavin Ensign.
The best topics.
How do you turn your house from being just a normal home to a five-star hotel?
The hottest music.
Say you love me tender.
The most entertaining presentation.
You are in the movie show.
And in your left corner you have Ryan.
And in your right corner you have Bash.
Everything you could ever want in radio.
Radio has never been better.
Okay, great, beautiful. So please do not forget to get in touch with us. +27845051166, right? That is our WhatsApp number line. Otherwise, you can find the code to that number line on our Instagram page, right? It's at @activefm777. And the reason I'm giving you that is because I do want to see your comments. I do want to see your questions, your thoughts, right? What do you think about gravity? What do you think about scientific laws, maybe in more general? What do you think about them? Do you find it hard to believe them? Eh? Or maybe do you think gravity is just another theory, just another law? Eh? Maybe laws of thermodynamics? Do you think scientists are probably paid to just lie to the public? Do send in your questions, do send in your thoughts. I am waiting like so passionately to see them, right? Great. So let's get to work. Now, the law of gravity. Now, let's first try to remind ourselves what are we trying to achieve today. Okay, so we want to understand or maybe to have an insight or to know some of the experiments, right, that were performed by different scientists to test the law of gravity, okay? Before any scientific law is popular, before it is used in academia, before it is used in the world, it has to go under rigorous, testing, Okay, by different people in the world. And what do we mean by testing? Testing basically means I just want to see if this law is true or not. Okay, under these conditions, given this, given that, maybe I remove this, maybe I add that. I want to see if this works in all the cases. Right? That's what we mean by testing in science, okay? I had a guest a few episodes back, and the title of the show was called The Universe in a Nutshell, okay? And in that show, I was interviewing this special guest, and, you know, we discussed thoroughly the process the scientific method, okay? This is what we call scientific method. And so testing is part of scientific method, okay? So if you want to know more about scientific method, like how testing is done and all that stuff in scientific method, to test the theory, to test a hypothesis, to test laws, you know, to test, you might want to go check that show out, right? So, I mean, yeah. So... this is the law of gravity. It's always been there. I mean, Newton lived ages back, right? This law of gravity is there. And remember what we said? It has always been, well, at first, right? And this was at first. It has always been accepted, right, as true, because it just seemed to work, right? It just seemed to give right answers, right? So why deny it? Right? So this was at first, right? Scientists accepted it as true because it just gave right answers, okay? And one of the very important thing you should also know is that by it being right means that it can predict phenomena. We spoke about this last week, right? When a law is put in place, in many times it can predict phenomena, like the law of gravity. What do I mean by that? Okay, I mean with the law of gravity we can confidently predict motion of planets. Okay, we know when Mars is going to pass where, we know when the moon is going to be at its perigee, we know when the moon is going to be at its aporigee, right? We know that. How do we know when it's going to be the solar eclipse? How do we know that? It's mathematics, right? It's the law of gravity. We can predict the future. We can predict the motion of celestial bodies, okay? So that's pretty much it about this law. So, yes, that was it. It was accepted as true because it just seemed to give right answers up until the 18th century, okay? When there was this English scientist, his name was Henry Cavendish. So Henry Cavendish thought to himself, I mean, why don't I put this law to the test? Hey, why don't I just put this law to the test? Right? And so he performed some experiments that were obviously done by a lot of scientists after him. And so this experiment that he performed is called the Cavendish experiment. If you want to check it out, it's the Cavendish experiment, right? Cavendish, okay, experiment. And his name is Henry Cavendish, right? The experiment was named after him, in honor of him, because he was the first person, right, to test the law of gravity. Okay, so yes, he tested it, and it was actually a laboratory experiment, okay? Maybe I should just tell you how he did it. Well, I hope I can try to explain this very well, because it needs, like, you want to see this, how he did it, right? So, he had apparatus. We've got what we have, what we call apparatus, right? Apparatus are what those are in ingredients, okay? But let's first understand what does the law of gravity say, okay? So that we understand when this person wants to test the law of gravity, what is he testing, right? He obviously has to test what the law of gravity says or what it predicts, right? So that's pretty much it. So the law of gravity basically says every body in the universe attracts every other body with a force that is directly proportional to the product of the masses and is indirectly proportional to the distance between, to the square of the distance between their centers, okay? And so that's very complicating, probably, but that is explained well by mathematics, okay? There's a mathematical formula that explains that. And so as you probably heard what I said, there's a force, right? There's a force, like how much is this force pulling, right? The amount of force, like how much is Earth, you know, how much is the force that the Earth is pulling the moon with, right? How much is the force that the Earth is pulling you with, right? So there's a force there and there's a mass there. So according to Newton, viewpoint of what gravity is, mass is a very important requirement for gravity to exist. We see it in his explanation, right? So that's what gravity says, the law of gravity says. And so when Cavendish tested this law, what he did was to basically find masses, right? Because the law of gravity says there has to be masses, right? There has to be masses. And so what he did was to find masses, right? So, for example, Earth is able to pull the moon because of mass. That's pretty much it, right? You are able to come to the Earth. I mean, when you jump, you're able to return to the ground. That's because of your mass, right? There's a mass. And we can calculate the amount of force that you are pulled with, right? So that's pretty much it. And so he wanted masses, right? He actually found he two kind of like balls, lead balls. If you know what a lead is, these two massive, they were very massive, okay? Because you would understand that a more messier an object is, that's the more gravity it would exert on another body, okay? The sun is much more bigger than all the other planets, and so it's able to pull all the planets of our solar system, okay? Earth is not able to do that. It can only pull the moon and maybe a few of satellites, right? Or maybe just an asteroid passing over and maybe just a mini planet, right? It's able to do that. But the more bigger an object is, the more force of gravity it will exert. Okay, so Cavendish found two massive lead balls, okay? And what he tried to do was to basically put them close to other balls and to see if they will actually exert forces on one another. And guess what? They did. They did that. They did just that. So then that could only mean one thing. It meant that the law of gravity was true. That's why we're still using the law of gravity even today. Right, that's because there have been several of experiments that were done, like the one performed by Cavendish, right? They've been carried out by so many scientists since his time, and so that proved that, you know, the law of gravity basically works. And it's not only that experiments, pretty a lot of experiments that were performed, okay? But you know what I think? I think we need a song right now. Let's go for a song. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. Okay, enjoy the song, and right after this, we are coming back with more from The Void Show. It'll be alright.
When I see the stars light up the sky, they let me know that you're here in the night. It has to be done before it is light. It won't be long till the sun will rise. Oh, I know it'll be alright. Oh, I know it'll be alright.
Playing on a radio that is Active FM. It's a radio station, but it's active. Thank you so much for still being here with us. This is still The Void Show on Active FM. My name is Andrew Falazzi, your show host. And It'll Be Alright was just playing right now. I hope you did really enjoy that gem. It's a beautiful song, by the way. And yes, we are still speaking about gravity, okay? Please do make sure to do get in touch with us. On Facebook, our handle is at The Void Show with Andrew. Send in your questions, send in your thoughts, and send in your profound doubts about gravity. And I just cannot wait to see them, right? So, beautiful. So, here's a very interesting thing. Cavendish and a whole bunch of other scientists test Newton's law of gravity. And find out that it's true, find out that it works. Okay, we can calculate the amount of force that bodies attract each other with, okay? We can literally calculate the force of attraction between Earth and a baseball, you know, that you drop from your hand. We can calculate that. We can calculate, you know, forces between celestial bodies. We know how much the sun pulls Earth. You know, we know how much the moon pulls Earth. We know that stuff, right? We know that stuff. Up until Albert Einstein showed up, right? Later. And what he found, this is one of the greatest triumphs in the scientific world as well, because when Albert Einstein came, he showed that Newton's law does not actually apply when we deal with speeds that approach the speed of light. Hey, they just don't apply. And we're speaking about speeds that are like greater than 300,000 1,000 kilometers per second, right? Speeds that exceed the speed of light. You know, when we're dealing with those kind of speeds, Newton's laws break down, right? His mathematics, his formulas to calculate forces, they just don't work, right? They just break down. And so Albert Einstein came with his fantastic theory of relativity. It's called the theory of relativity, okay? And so because Newton's formulas, Newton's mathematics breaks down when we're dealing with huge speeds, like objects that are moving with tremendous amounts of speeds, okay? I mean, a car is not moving with a speed that's approaching the speed of light, okay? Exceeding the speed of light, Newton's laws just break down. And in those cases, we cannot use Newton's mathematics, okay? We have to use Albert Einstein's, theory of relativity, right? There's a mathematics that comes there. And you know what's an interesting thing about Albert Einstein's mathematics? It's this big thing that's just general, because on Albert Einstein's equations, when you put in low speeds, they come back and break down to, well, not break down, but they just give the same results that Newton's would give, right? Or they basically reduce or become reduced to Newton's laws, right? So it's kind of like Newton's laws only cover a certain portion of phenomena, and then Albert Einstein's laws give us this whole big picture, right, of phenomena, of observation. Right. And just one thing about Newton's universal law of gravity, right? So you would know now that for us to use Newton's laws of gravity, or for us to calculate forces between bodies using Newton's laws of gravity, what we need masses, okay? We need masses. Mass plays an important role. That's why a bigger object exerts a bigger force of gravity, right? But here's the thing. There's a difference between mass and weight. Okay? There's a difference between mass and weight. I think we've got to be very careful of that. And this is a big misconception, right? It's been a big misconception because people confuse weight and a mass. But the good thing is that you can convert from mass to weight, okay? So what is mass? Mass is just an amount of matter that you have in your body, okay? That's your mass. That's your mass. Your meat, you know. Just amount, you know, in physics, matter is something different from what's your, what, like, what's the matter, right? It's something different. So matter in physics is anything and any other thing that has mass and occupies a space. That's what matter is, okay? It's not like a problem, but it's anything, literally anything. Your computer, your cell phone, as long as it has mass, as long as it occupies some space in this universe, we call it a matter, okay? That's what matter is in physics. Now, what is a mass? A mass is just the amount of matter that you have. If that makes sense, right? So, for example, a bigger body, well, would have more mass, right? Well, not really, but okay, let's compare it with a force. So with weight, right? We're saying mass is amount of matter that you have in your body, but weight is a force. Okay, weight is a force. So when you measure your mass on a scale, let's say you are standing on a scale, when you literally stand on a scale, that scale measures your weight. okay? What is weight is a force. It's a force that you apply on the scale. You stand on a bed, it sags because you have applied a force on the bed, okay? You stand on the scale, you apply the force on the scale, right? That's the force you apply on the scale. The force, push or pull, that's weight, okay? And it's obviously depending on your mass, right? So weight is depending on your mass. Mass is amount of matter that you have in your body. So I'm hoping that makes sense, right? Right. So I'm hoping you get it. So just for the last time, weight is not the same as mass, right? Take out that today. Weight is not the same as mass. When we speak about mass, mass, it's the quantity of a substance. Oh, that's it. Right? It's a quantity of a substance, right? It's kind of like amount of matter it contains. But when we speak about the weight of someone, weight of a body, that's the force acting upon it during due to gravitational attraction of Earth. Okay? So that's pretty much it, right? And maybe last thing that we can close with is there's what we call acceleration due to gravity, okay? You see, what is an acceleration? When you change your speed, you're accelerating, okay? You're accelerating. When you change your speed, there's some sort of acceleration that's taking place there. That's pretty much what acceleration is, okay? And so, the attraction between bodies that's due to gravity brings about what we call gravitational acceleration, okay? So you accelerate due to gravity. That's why people that are from helicopters and they're throwing themselves down to Earth, there's an acceleration that they're coming to Earth with, right? We call that gravitational acceleration. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. It was really great having you around. And right after this, I will be closing.
Live right here on Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice that your word unfading. I miss every instantaneous thing. I find myself in the presence of the God. Let my life be defined by your endless victory.
You can stream the album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
Apparently, we have reached the end of the Void show today. It really is always a sad time to get to this point, but I really had a great time on the show. We've learned a lot of stuff. If you want to get in touch with us, we are literally everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Just search Active FM. You'll definitely find us. A safe platform for you to get all our shows. We've got different shows, interesting, different in their essence. ActiveFM.co.za. We are there on iTunes Podcast, Google Podcast, YouTube, Spotify, Gab, Apala, Reddit. You can find us there. Just search Active FM. And this is The Void Show from me, myself, and I, Andrew Falazzi. I will see you again next time, same place. You have an amazing week ahead of you.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.